This could be a big week for Sheffield Wednesday, couldn't it? It seems like we're going to find out what's happening with the managerial situation. Are the players quite keen to get some clarity on what's happening here?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I mean, you know, speaking from the dressing room, we'd all like Stewie to get it. We think he's done a great job and he's brought the group together, and say we've got some great results under him. So, you know, I think all the lads would really like, you know, Stewie to get it. But, you know the way football is. We all know the way football is. You know, it's the chairman's decision, and I'm sure we'll make it. And as I say, whatever decision he makes, we will respect and we'll back whatever man comes in.
And he has got the club out the bottom three, hasn't he? You know, if a new manager had come in and done that, I suppose people would be rushing to say he'd done well to turn it around.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, Stu's a great coach. He always has been. I mean, when we were struggling this time last year, I think it was, Stewie come in. You know, Dave Jones brought Stewie in, and he had an immediate impact on us. And you know, he was a major part in why we stayed up last year as well. So he's well thought of at the club. As I say, the lads love his training and love his ideas, and he's a great chap as well. He's so easy to talk to. And, you know, hopefully the chairman will give him a shot here. But, you know, if he doesn't, then whoever comes in will all get behind.
He seems very hands-on. Is that the case?
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he takes all the training. The sessions are very, very good. You know, the different sessions all the time as well. And as I say, he gets on well with all the lads, and the lads respect him as well. And he's honest as well. He says that as it is, which I think is the best way to be these days. You know, if that annoys some players for being honest, then, you know, so be it. But, you know, he says it as it is, and he's honest and truthful with the players, and I think that's the best way to be.
What have the last few weeks been like for you? Because it came as a bit of a shock when we found out that you weren't going to be playing, that you were going to be dropped. You've since been recalled to the team and got back into that starting 11. So what's the last few weeks been like?
Well, obviously, it was tough. It was extremely tough. But, you know, that's the way football is. Dave Jones made that decision, and, you know, obviously I was upset about it. And, you know, it made me determined to work even harder, which I've always done. And, you know, I'm older now as well, so I can, you know, you don't agree with it, but you can sort of deal with it better when you're younger. Sometimes it's, you know, you can sort of go off the rails, as they say. You know, I'm experienced enough to know now that these things happen in football, and, you know, the most important thing is the team, and it always will be. But, you know, thankfully now that, you know, I've got that chance, I got back in on Boxing Day, which was a nice Christmas present, and, you know, I don't want to let it go now, so it's up to me to try and keep hold of that position.
I don't know how the dropping was explained to you. Could you understand it at all, even if you didn't like the decision?
He just said that he didn't think I was playing well enough. You know, we had a discussion, and obviously I put my points across, but at the end of the day, the only opinion that matters is the manager's, so it doesn't matter what I say to him or what was said. We didn't fall out. Obviously, I'm not like that. I don't cause tension with anybody. Obviously, I put my point across in a professional way. But as I say, you know, he's the manager and he makes that decision. And, you know, the only opinion that matters is the manager's. And, you know, I have to put up with it, but it made me even more determined to prove him wrong.
During the time that you were on the bench, there were an awful lot of conspiracy theories going around about why you weren't playing. Was it frustrating to hear stuff like that?
Yeah, I had quite a few phone calls, and obviously the lads were asking me about it. But, you know, I'll clear that up now. There's no contract clauses. There's no anything like that. You know, if he plays another game, he gets whatever amount of money. That's not true at all. My contract's up at the end of the season. Doesn't, regardless of how many games I play, that's the situation. There's no hidden agendas. There's no, you know, injuries or, you know, the operation one. There's nothing like that. It's a simple case of Dave Jones thought I wasn't playing well enough and he dropped me. It's as simple as that.
Has moving on ever crossed your mind, Chris? You know, when you are sat on that bench, do you think maybe it's time to move on?
Listen, I'm experienced enough to know that, you know, now, as I said, if you were younger, you know, I hear a lot of young lads these days that if they're not playing, I'll find another team. But the older you get, you know, you can handle things better now. And I'd like to think that I'm a good professional. I do my work. I work hard on the training pitch and away from the training pitch, which I do to stay fit for as long as I have. And my body's as good as it ever has been now. You know, I've missed probably three or four training sessions since I've been at the club. which is great. You know, I've not missed any games. I've always been available for games. So, you know, you've got to keep ticking over. You've got to keep doing the right things. And I've always been that way. I've never thought about leaving. This club's a fantastic club. You know, I'd to find a bigger club. The fans have been superb with me from day one. Obviously, there was a lot that were, when I first signed, that were saying that I couldn't stay fit. And I understood that. I could see where they were coming from that. But I was very confident. And I know the work I do behind the scenes to stay fit. And as I say, my fitness now is not an issue.
Would you be interested in a longer deal then?
Hopefully, you know, hopefully I'd love to stay. But it's not the right time to talk now. That, you know, the right time is to get the points on the board, make sure we're safe. And, you know, I'm not the only one who's in that situation of being out of contract in the summer. There's quite a few lads. But as I say, you know, that has to be put to one side. The most important thing is the club. And, you know, hopefully once we get where we want to get, then I'm sure we'll sit down and talk. But as I say, I can't speak highly enough of the club and the fans, that, you know, and all the staff, especially Andy Rhodes. I mean, the way he's trained me, he's modified the training and to work around me. I mean, I'd work all day, every day, but you know, he sort of pulled the reins in, and the medical department have been superb. And you know, I've hardly seen any of them, as much as people are at, but, you know, I'm hardly in that room, but sort of let me get on with it, and they trust the work I do behind the scenes. And as I say, you know, that talks is not for now. It's for, you know, as I say, once we pick up a few more wins and hopefully we get up the table, then I'm sure we'll have that discussion.
How much of a blow is it losing Roger Johnson? I don't think anybody will fault him
massive.
For taking the opportunity. Yeah, you say massive,
yeah.
Already there. You're jumping in because he's got the chance at West Ham. Nobody can blame him for that, but you say it's a huge blow.
It's a massive blow for us. It really is. Obviously, we're talking about today. First and foremost, for Roger, it's fantastic for him to be back in the Premier League to play. We've got a great baptism fire tomorrow night at Manchester City, I think. I think he'll be playing in that one. But it's something he couldn't turn down. You know, who can blame him? I mean, with what he's done for us, I think he's been superb. He's steadied the ship for us. He's coming at a time where, you know, he wasn't playing at Wolves. It took him a while to get his fitness, as it normally does. But, you know, I can't speak highly enough of all these stories about him being a troublemaker. I can honestly say, since he's been at the club, he's been absolutely no trouble whatsoever. And he gets on with all the lads get on great with him, and he's played really, really well, and he's going to be a big miss now.
You know, we sit here, Chris, and we try and work out, you know, why did it take Wednesday so long to keep a clean sheet? You know, why haven't they been able to win these games? And one of the things I kept coming back to was the fact that you've had almost constant changes, haven't you, within that back five, for whatever reason, whether it's loans ending or injuries or whatever, or selection. You know, how difficult is it to be consistent as a back five when you are having so many changes all the time?
Yeah, I mean, listen, in an ideal world, the back five, you don't want to change. You know, you can chop and chop the midfield and the strikers, as a lot of teams do. But ideally, that back five, you want to be consistent in the team that kick, you know, the five that play. But what I will say on the other hand is, you know, which we did where we didn't keep a clean sheet, we weren't playing well enough. It's as simple as that. We were making too many mistakes. We weren't doing the jobs that we should be doing. And, you know, we have to take responsibility for that. And we surely did. You know, we do. We know when we're not playing well. And as individuals, we know when we're not playing well. So, as I say, there's two sides to that. Yeah, ideally, you want to settle back for it. But we weren't doing as well as we should have been doing, that's for sure.
It's Leeds again this weekend. Obviously, we all remember what happened last time they came to Hillsborough. I just wonder, did you ever get an apology from the fan who ran onto the pitch?
I believe he tried to write a letter, or, you know, I think the people who were looking after him in court suggested he wrote a letter. I never got it myself, but apparently he wrote one to the club. But as I say, you know, that's all bridge under the water now. What happened, it was unfortunate. But, you know, we have to move on. And as I say, all we're not thinking about that on Saturday. All we're thinking about is trying to get a win in front of our fans, and, you know, try and get up this table.
So there's honestly no part of you that goes into this weekend wanting to win this one more than maybe any other game?
No, definitely not, no. No, as I say, it's a derby, but, you know, at the end of the day, there's only 3 points on the show. You know, it doesn't matter if it's a derby, it's not double points or anything like that. It's only 3 points, and obviously, fans, it's a big occasion for them, and we understand that, but you know, it's another game of football. There's 3 points at stake, and it doesn't matter who you're playing. We want to win them games, and as I say, it's going to be extremely tough. They've picked up really well over the last few weeks, so under no illusions, it's going to be a tough game.
And there's no fear it could happen again, is there?
Well, I hope not. Certainly hope not. But as you say, you know, these things, it was a shock more than anything when it did happen. I wasn't expecting it at all. I was deflated when the goal went in. You know, I was caught off guard, but, you know, we don't want to see these things on the pitch. But, you know, to say it won't happen again anywhere is tough because, as I say, football these days, you just don't know what's going to happen on the pitch and off the pitch.
Just a final one on this. I imagine it will help that the game is kicking off at 12:15 on a Saturday afternoon instead of Friday night. I mean, that will help, won't it?
I hope so. I mean, as I say, the authorities have got to look at these situations more, not just with our game, but with certain games there is, you know, there's better times to kick them off. But, you know, as you say, late on a Friday night is not ideal. I know the TV dictates a lot when, you know, they pay a lot of money and they want to put games on prime time, which, you know, for what they've done to the game, you know, they've made the game what it is, Sky and all these big, you know, companies that have put the money in. But I think you have to be a little bit realistic and you know, make things safer. And I think this time is, I don't think you could kick off a better time than this night.
And on a more positive note, what was your message to the Wednesday fans? It's a big old game. They'll be desperate to win because it's Leeds, but also desperate to win to keep the momentum going that you've built up over the last few weeks. What's your message to those Wednesday fans?
Yeah, listen, since I've been at the club and long before I've been there, the fans have always been up there with the best for me. That, you know, they support their team home and away. You look at the amount of fans we took to Macclesfield on Saturday, and no disrespect to Macclesfield, but I don't think you get a lot of other clubs that did that. I mean, they travel home and away, you know, in the thousands, and they give us great support. And as I say, they'll want to win the game as much as we do, and hopefully we can get a few wins on the spin for them, because as I say, the support they give us is, you know, when, especially away from home, when you run out, you know, you travelled all these miles and you've run out and you see 3,000 or 4,000 of your own fans away from home, it gives you such a lift. You know, we want them to realise that. And obviously at home it's a special place to play at Hillsborough, and you know, we want to try, and we've not won as many games as we should have done and as we'd like. You know, the saying is you've got to try and make your home games, you know, your home stadium the fortress, and we've not done that. But hopefully we can, you know, the new year's come and we can start to do that in the new year.